My name is Andrea Cross and I'm 15. My topic is teens and relationships.
I choose to talk about teens and relationships because as a teen, it's been hard for me to have a relationship with a boy. Boys nowadays don't really seem mature enough.
We went to the studio WNYC to work on our projects.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the radio show, BKM Radio Show. You know what it really is.
This is my friend Amanda. She always makes me laugh.
No, you got my guests Kenya and Andrea too. So what up, Kenya?
What up,
Andrea? What's your topic about, Andrea? You know what I'm saying?
Teens and relationships.
All right, girl, trying to sing.
As you can see, we're mature young ladies.
All right, what about the teens? Like, boys can be more serious in the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I think teens are too young because, like, they're not taking it seriously. They don't know what relationship means.
I think we need some boys in this thing. Jeremy. Yeah, let's go. Come here, Jeremy.
Any volunteers?
Yeah, Jeremy. Jeremy, come here.
I believe both girls and boys are immature.
Well, the boys mostly.
Why?
Do you have an example?
Of them being immature?
Yes, of them being immature.
It can be in the cafeteria and we can all be... You know, because nobody's telling the teachers, no teachers are telling us to be quiet. When we get upstairs, it's time to settle down. Y'all still be hype and y'all want to act all matured and call people names and wall out.
Trying to be the funny joke in the class.
Trying to be funny.
Oh, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
So true.
Yo, I have no guys back me up on this.
Because they know it's true.
No, it's not true.
Oh, and yes, it's true.
It wasn't true. Then yo, Nigel, back me up.
Okay, we have Nigel Johnson on this, okay. The stand. One mic.
You're trying to back up Jeremy on Jeremiah. What you said?
Jeremiah.
And you're a man.
Probably dead.
All right.
Talk on the mic.
Well,
now, does that sound like a mature person to you?
Well, probably y'all are right. Y'all probably are right that girls are more mature than dudes.
It's a fact.
But.
Fact.
But if that's. If that is true, how come y'all keep on dating them?
Excuse me.
I'm glad he finally admitted, but he's right. What are we supposed to do when they're acting immature all the time? Like idiots, we keep trying and trying.
I think no, because some of them has cool, slick games. Like, first they come up to you like, girl, I'm going to date you, you look fine. And when later on, when we date them, it's a whole bunch of pulling crap
and
games.
And most of the time, they have to have money.
Yes. Yeah. And play on that ride, play thing. So they're trying to hook up with other and then they get to the next girl. Like, that's not cool.
Every time, it always ends up the same way.
Like, at the beginning of the relationship, when they first meet you, they sound all nice and sweet.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to later on in the relationship, it's all messed up.
Like, during Valentine's Day, when a girl wants, like, a special Valentine gift, a boy just going to be a cheapskate and give her something
like that. Yeah, McDonald's. Like, what the heck is that?
Girls, I know it's tough to find mature boys who could really take care of you. But all you have to do is keep trying. Don't give up. This is Andrea Cross reporting on Radio BKM.
Radio BKM is a project by Mr. Mendola's students at
Brooklyn Community Arts and Media High School.
We got support from Adobe Youth Voices and WNYC New York.
Thanks to Hillary Kolos from AYV and Courtney Stein and Verilyn Williams from WNYC Radio.
Radio Rookies.
Deuces.
Goodbye.